I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1 to 3. He loves fish and movies with Pesci. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1 to 3. He's f***ed all the Oxnard. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
So jarring. 2:38 here on the Sweet Spot. He's David Mino. I'm Sean Bass. Joining us via the miracle of the internet, it's Tuesday. That's time for Afternoon Jub. George Dunham of the Musers, our hero. Hi, George.
Yeah. Let's get this going. Sweet Spot. Let's go.
We had a P1 send us a pretty good idea a few weeks ago, and since we haven't watched Gone Fishing yet, I think this is a pretty good fallback.
Next week.
We're going to break it down next week.
He posed the question, George has a lot of nicknames. Why don't you just ask him about the origin story of all the nicknames? And I thought that's a pretty good idea. And
there's a lot of them.
There are quite a few. And if there's any we haven't named in this segment, feel free to share with the class. But I just want to start with Jub, because this is Afternoon Jub.
One day, randomly, as right at, I don't know, 28, 29 years ago, Gordo referred to me as Jub Jub. And I can't remember if it was a character or if it was him, and it just stuck like glue. And that's, yeah. And I never even heard that before. I said, where'd you get that from? He goes, I don't know.
Jub Jub is actually a character in The Simpsons.
Is it? Okay.
Oh, really? It's what are Marge's sisters called? Thelma?
Patty and Selma.
Patty and Selma. That's their iguana's name.
That's right, Jub.
Okay, yeah, okay. That does ring a bell now. Yeah.
But there's a good chance Gordon didn't know that, and he just came up with it off the top of his mind. Because I remember when I first heard that, I don't know, when I first started listening, I was like, okay, yeah, George is Jub Jub. It just fits. So I haven't even really wondered, like, how you got the nickname, but yeah, I guess it just came up, and did he just keep calling you that after that one day?
Yeah, and then like everything else, you know, the P1s, you know, caught on to it, and then yeah, it just stuck. I know it's a little bit like the Coach Joe story.
You call me Coach Joe because I'm a coach.
And, you know, my first name's Joe and Coach. But yeah, I just remember for some reason it just, and then about the same week is when for some reason he referred to me as International Chirp Chirp.
Okay, I had that written down, and that
one made absolutely no sense. I want to say we were having Laura Miller on the program, and I don't, somehow she's involved in this. Like, well, hi, this is Craig, and this is George, also known as International Chirp Chirp, which makes no sense. That's the way I remember that one starting. And then, yeah, I don't get called that one as much, but yeah, I remember like back in the day, like our program director at the time, for some reason, Chirp Chirp stuck with him more than Jub Jub. So Bruce Gilbert used to always be, hey, International Chirp Chirp, what's going on?
So we have Chirp Chirp, we have Jub, and then that went to Jaw. Did that start with Mushmouth?
That was Mushmouth, okay. Yeah. Just couldn't quite say Jub or Jub Jub.
Which one was the, hey, is my chicken ready yet?
Is that Jaw or Jub?
That was Jub. Okay. Yeah, that was just a very casual Jub.
Attitudinal.
Really attitudinal, cocky high school or a kid who just graduated from high school.
Wasn't he smoking a cigar at the time?
He was, and wearing sunglasses, yeah. And just had to casually, you know, let me know, hey, just let me know when my chicken's ready, would you?
Now, did you ever have any other interactions with him later in life? Did he apologize for trying to big time you?
He claims that it wasn't that cocky. He's still friends with my son to this day. They're in their 30s, and he actually has a child. So I can't wait till his child's group of friends turn 18. I will orchestrate it to where one of them has to ask him, his name's Jeff. Hey, Jeff, is my chicken ready yet?
He's going
to
mail their son a box of Cubans and some, some aviators.
He's called in, hadn't he? To the Mules?
Yeah, we had him on. Yeah. And he remembers the story. He admits it, but he really downplays it. And I don't know. It was probably just from a different perspective. If I was on, like, you know, hour number two over the grill, you know, cooking for, you know, 18 year olds.
With your kiss the cook apron on.
And nothing else. Yeah.
In his mind, it was, Mr. Dunham.
Yeah. I don't know. I never would have tried that with one of my friend's dads, you know. Oh, yeah. You know, Mr. Wilson, you know.
How them hot links looking.
They
backhand you back in the day.
Yes. I mean, I never would have tried something like that. Chicken ready yet? No, not yet. All right, let me know, would you?
Shove you in the pool.
Yeah, I'll be sure and let you know.
You also have the nickname The Commander. How did that one start?
Well, he used to be the... never mind. That was a football joke.
Okay. No, I don't.
It's a Washington joke.
Give me a second. Wow, how does Monty know this one? And I don't, because I don't remember how that one started. I think Grego used to say that. Oh, looky here. It's the Commander.
It's the Commander.
Yeah, sure. Looky there. I think that was Grego, but it didn't really make much sense.
So the next one I have written down is Moose, and I want to say this is a Donovan one because he calls you that a lot.
Yeah.
But this could also come from the game we played at Ticket Stock many years ago when you panicked and there was a category and you just yelled out Moose.
Yeah, the category was name a popular mascot. And of course me, I was thinking, you know, like guys who or girls who dress up. I wasn't thinking like names of teams. And I think it was Eagles was number one and maybe Wildcats was second.
But you had Mariner Moose on your mind.
And oh, I was just, you know, Philly Fanatics running through my head, you know, and then everyone's starting to go, okay, what is it? And, Moose.
Such a
panic. I was thinking the Seattle Moose. And then one day on Norm and Donnie's show, they were talking about popular nicknames and how come no one at the ticket was named Moose. And I've always thought it was a great nickname. And I said, well, I'll take on that nickname. I think it's great. So yeah, Donovan calls me that and that one's caught on a little bit. That one's still out there.
On your Wikipedia page, because you're super famous and you have a Wikipedia
page.
That's
a big damn deal right there.
the nickname.
There is no telling what it says on that.
Captain Midnight is one.
Yeah. Now that one I've just kind of started by, when the kids were little and, we'd be on a long trip or something, I would claim to be Captain Midnight, you know, and drive long after dark. And also all the years doing North Texas games, that was my moniker because for some reason I'd always drive us at night, whether we were heading to a destination or coming back from a destination, Captain Midnight would take over around midnight and drive the broadcast team home.
Put on your cape.
Put on my cape and take the wheel. I don't think I could do that anymore. Good chance I'd fall asleep and, yeah, going to wrong side of traffic.
And we also have Joyce Durham, which I've often heard. I don't know where the origin story of that came from.
Yeah, that is, I was in a golf tournament, and it was a really nice golf tournament. And this was in the early days of the ticket, so not that I have a lot of name value now, but back then I had very, very little. And you know, there were several, like Kid Craddock played in it. And this wasn't the avid golfer tournament. This was like a charity golf tournament. And so I showed up and I was one of the quote unquote celebrities. And they said, what's your name? And I said, George Dunham. And they go, here you are. You're on this cart. And so I go to my cart and I had already given them my bag, and they put a bag tag on my bag, and I still have the bag tag somewhere. It says Joyce Durham.
So you get to hit from the ladies' tees if you're Joyce Durham.
I should have. Yeah, I should have that day.
So we've gone through Jub, the Commander, International Chirp Chirp, Moose, Jaw, Joyce Durham, Captain Midnight.
So many.
Is there anything else we're missing?
The Magical Mystical Giorgio.
Yes, of course.
That was started by a character. I think it was, it was a really high-pitched voice. You remember that?
Was it Nigel?
And now, the Magical Mystical Giorgio.
Sounds like Mario's joining us right now.
Yeah, select your player.
Let's go.
But I can't remember what character it was. And then, ironically, I was a really skinny kid growing up, but my family's nickname for me was Pudge. Even before Pudge Rodriguez.
That's pretty badass.
Well, you were a White Sox fan. Was Fisk on the roster at that point?
He was.
Okay.
He was. But I think it was Flip Wilson related about the Here Come the Judge bit. And
does anybody know who Flip Wilson is anymore?
There's no way. Yeah. But he did a bit on Laugh End where he was the judge. And the song that went along with it is Here Comes the Judge, and then they changed it to Pudge, and so I was Pudge. And then I think early days of the ticket, people referred to me as Pudge Pudge.
Yeah, okay. I remember then, Pudge, but there was a Doc Drop that had Pudge Pudge in it, I want to say.
Yeah, that may still be in there. Every time I say something, Pudge Pudge.
We need to bring that back. I like Pudge. That's a good nickname.
So pre-ticket.
Yeah, I don't mind that. That's fine.
Pudge Pudge. Know.
Pre-ticket, were there any other like high school nicknames you had from your idiot friends? Because we all had them.
Oh, yeah. In high school, I was the Dalai Lama.
the Dalai Lama.
For Caddyshack.
Lama. You
know, I was always quoting Caddyshack. Everyone referred to me. It was not unusual for friends to call me Dolly or Dalai Lama. And then in...
Lama.
You got that
Lama,
going for you.
Long hitter.
It's nice.
Long hitter, the Lama. And then, yeah, I think that's about it.
It's pretty good.
I think that's it.
That's,
yeah.
That's a lifetime.
You do have the most nicknames of anyone at the station. And it's not even close. Like, who would be second?
I don't know what that says, but
Corby.
Yeah, Corby,
yeah,
Snake.
Corby.
Cobra.
Yeah. Bob's got a handful. Cora. Exterminator.
Yeah.
But nobody has the depth that Jub has.
No one has the repeat name and animals like Moose.
Forgot about Pudge Pudge. That's great.
We just need to add one every year.
Yeah.
It's a new name for Jub every year.
It's like the Bears quarterback list.
Hello. Just add to it. Oh. Well, Sorry. We just have an awkward moment.
I didn't know if you were going to go somewhere with that. But
No, I was just doing the norm, you know, pause.
All right, Giorgio, this was fun. Let's do this again next week.
This was fun. Gone Fishing.
That's next week.
Breakdown.
And we'll all watch
next Tuesday.
Right. No one's going to watch.